The devotional for today was written by Dan Frayer Griggs. Compared with many other species, newborn humans are remarkably immobile and dependent, while the offspring of giraffes and antelopes, ducks and geese, are precocial, meaning they can stand and walk very soon after their birth and hatched, were born without the capacity to do much besides nurse, cry, and make messes. We may crawl around at 9 months and walk around 12, but it's several years before we can feed and fend for ourselves. We are, in a word, vulnerable. It's striking, then, that Luke moves so swiftly from situating his narrative in the days of King Herod of Judea, a monarch notorious for having his own wife and 3 sons murdered because he perceived them as threats to his power, to recounting the promise of the birth of John, a frail and helpless infant born to elderly parents. The good news that Gabriel brings to Zechariah counters the oppressive powers that be, not with a display of strength, but with the promise of a vulnerable child. It seems that children's ability to so radically turn their parents' lives upside down has much to do with their vulnerability. If children were born fully capable and independent, those who love them wouldn't drastically rearrange their lives. We receive and care for them because of, not in spite of, their vulnerability and need. This is how John the Baptist comes into the world in Luke's Gospel, not initially as a fiery prophet of judgment, but as a weak and helpless child who turns Elizabeth and Zechariah's lives upside down. And so it is with Jesus, who comes to us in his vulnerability to meet us in ours. In this time of Advent, let us wait with open and attentive hearts, listening for the still, small voice of the God revealed in the self-emptying love of Jesus, and let us be transformed by that love. Let us pray. Compassionate God, teach us to be imitators of Jesus, not clinging to status or ambition, but opening ourselves to vulnerable relationships with one another and with you. Amen.